in the dream, the Lord was taking me to different places. And he was telling me that I'm here. And the first places that he was taking me to were all these beautiful places. He took me to this beautiful waterfall. And he said, I'm here. And he took me to this this beautiful beach and a sunset scenery. And he said, I am here. And then the third place he took me to was a forest. And it was a beautiful forest, but then it turned into a jungle. This was intertwined with everything. And I've grown a lot, spiritually and naturally. So just remember, the dream is very old. And in the jungle, the first thing I did was looked at my feet. And I said, Lord, I have on the wrong shoes to be here. And the Lord told me to look up and start looking around. I looked up and I started looking around the jungle, and everything was just, you know, intertwined and grown together, and bugs and mosquitoes. And I'm not an outdoors girl at all. And the Lord said, I need you to see that I am also here.
He is here. We don't find him because we don't know the places that he is. We look for the beach. We look for the sunset. But we don't look in the forest. We don't look in the trouble. We don't look in the circumstances that you're in right now to know that he's here. I read something yesterday. I picked up another dead husband, Mike. T.A. Sparks. And the teaching was on Revelation in the first chapter. And it says, I, John, the beloved of God, right there, you would have stopped. You know, because I'm the beloved of God. I'm living lavishly. I got all my needs met. I don't have a care in the world. There's nothing going on but glory, 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 hallelujah all the time. Waterfalls, beautiful waterfalls and nice sunsets. But he said, I, the beloved of John, on the Isle of Patmos, a place where wild animals and he was put there because they thought the environment would kill him. They thought that Patmos would be the environment that would kill him. Oh, Jesus. God puts us in places where the devil think is going to kill us. Jesus. But all it is doing is bringing the Spirit of God alive in us. T.A. said he was on the Isle of Patmos, but he was in the Spirit. There's a difference. There's a major difference. He was on the Isle of Patmos. You may be in a circumstance right now, but that doesn't matter. If you get in the Spirit, your Spirit will take you beyond any circumstance, any situation. God knows what he's doing when he puts us on the Isle of Patmos. But you know, Mike, he started out saying, I'm John, the beloved of God. So we get saved and think, you know, I'm saved, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, I'm obedient, I'm doing what the Lord called me to do. And we think that that's it. But I think we all have to be met with an Isle of Patmos. You have to be. You have to be. Because it's the only place that you're going to know that the Spirit is alive. He's powerful and he's real. Look at the revelation, John. On the Isle of Patmos, in the Spirit. Then he said, and I heard. He heard. See, we can't hear until we get in the Spirit. And then he said, I looked and I saw. He heard and he saw. Come on, y'all. Don't. How can I say this? go with God. As Michelle was telling us, the Lord took her to these places. Don't think it's strange. James said, when you find yourself in dire straits and all kinds of tribulation, he said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, because your spirit is going to win the battle. Your spirit's going to cause you to overcome. You're going to be, you know what? John was able to leave that isle, and they thought it was going to kill him. They said, well, all kinds of wild animals and everything was on the isle. And because he went down there, then they decided to heat up some tar and boil him, because they couldn't kill him on the isle. The Isle of Patmos wouldn't kill him. I can believe it was like, Rob, like when John, I mean, like when Daniel was in the lion's den. The lion didn't get hungry, didn't want no meat. Y'all know, come on now. Change the lion's appetite. Chang, he became a vegetarian. Come on now. Come on. Come on, y'all. Let him take us to that place where not only now you know who God is, but the people around you know who God is. Nebuchadnezzar then said, I'm going to serve your God. I'm going to serve your God, because if he can shut the mouth of lions, he's got more power than I have. But I just want to say to you this morning, God's taking us places, but they're not always waterfalls. A beautiful sunset. When we go to the Outer Banks, those sunsets are gorgeous. But I'm telling you, in that forest, on that Isle of Patmos, is where victory is. That's where you get to know him. And his love for you. That he'll set you in a place, and then he'll set that. Because then John turned around and saw him. See, but we, because he never mumbled, grumbled, or complained. See, we miss him coming. Just before he get there, we go, oh God, why am I, what Michelle said, I've grown some, but Lord, why am I out here? Just before he's about to show up, we miss it. Just might. He just round the corner and seeing how we're going to hold up. See what you're going to do about this. See how you're going to handle this. But he stayed in the spirit. And if you stay in the spirit, I declare unto you, Jesus will show up. He will show up. We can't get him in the place because we ducking and dodging what he has for us that's going to bring him near us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. We got to learn how to suffer with him. Got to learn how to suffer with him. Thank you, Jesus. Got to learn, Mike, how to suffer with him. Because surely if you suffer with him, you're going to reign with him. And I don't mean after you die. I believe some authority and some power going to come forth in your life. The likeness of Christ is going to leap up out of you. It's going to leap up out of you. God is trying to awaken us. But the church so weak and deluded, delusioned, because we got all these teachings that you're supposed to have a pie in the sky and glory now. See, the average church is not going to teach this. Oh, no. You've sinned and done something wrong. John had done, he was the disciple that laid his head on Jesus' breast. He was the disciple that was at the cross when everybody else was gone. How he end up on the Isle of Patmos? It don't make sense, Mike. In the natural. But he had one more test to pass.
Amen. Amen. So we can hear that, can't we? Everybody can't, but we can. And so I want to end this or say this this morning. Really, the whole service has been this way of faith. And really, when your faith comes out, you know, we learn to walk by faith. You know, faith is a lifestyle. It's not your situation where you need something to happen as much as it is a lifestyle. Then you watch it grow when you get into those difficult places. So God will lead you to the jungle. just so he can teach you your dominance and the superior realm that you belong to, that it shouldn't bother you. I remember watching National Geographic once, and there was these hippos, and they would go out, and the mother hippo would send the baby right out in the midst of the enemies, right out there. I want you to swim around the predators, but I'm watching. They won't dare touch you while I'm here. Taught him that. You got to know what's superior inside of you. That's a lesson for us all. See, we faint very, very easily. Very easily. Do you guys know that you can walk on water? I'm not talking about, you know, literally, but that's what the whole thing with little Kristen was when her dream. All the kids around her stepped in. She walked on top. What's God trying to tell PWM? What's God trying to tell us? I need to get you beyond just where you are. I've got to do it for you. I'm calling you to walk on water. Glow had the dream about, or the vision about it. I'm calling you to walk above your circumstances. But you'll never know you can do it until the bad circumstances come. You'll never know you can do it. You never know you can do it till they come. And so here's God saying, okay, I'm going to allow it to happen. I'm going to take Shelly into the jungle where everything's intertwined together, where you don't have on the right shoes. Well, I'm looking down. You know, I look at my circumstance. I'm looking down. Faith says, come with me. Faith always is going to go beyond the natural. It's a lifestyle. Can you believe that? That's a lifestyle. So here's Jesus said, I want you to come follow me. And I'm going to take you to some difficult places. Period. Because if you can see, you see, it's in the darkness, right? It's in the darkness. I'm going to take you into a dark place because if you can see it, it's not faith. Then you got to trust me. Not with your head, but with your heart. Not with your head, but with your heart. See, we come through the whole faith movement with all that stuff was other head. And that all it was for you. It was nothing about his glory. It was for you. All it was to get your little needs met. It was nothing about losing your life. Never heard nothing about losing your own life. All you heard about was a new car and a new boat. It's all for you. It's selfish. You know, faith is selfless. Faith is always selfless. It's, when Shelly goes in the jungle, she's going to lose her life in there. Her own will is going to die. Her own will is going to die. And see, this is where we have the trouble. Because God said, I'm going to take you in the jungle, and your will is going to die, and we don't want to be obedient to that. That's where obedience is. Well, if he said, you know, go out there and give $5 that I have to somebody, I can obey that. And that's what I call obedience. But that's not what he calls obedience. And what he calls obedience is, I'm going to take you in some wayward situations and you got to, in the darkness. We tell Abraham, I'm going to take you somewhere that you don't know where you're going. That's why his obedience. He knows what's going on. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to follow you, Lord, but I got to bury my dad first. That's a big old legitimate excuse. I can't follow you right now. Don't we always have them, right? See, it's the tough times. It's the tough times. A wonderful conversation, prayer this morning with Pastor Roz and Pastor Love. You know, wonderful conversation. You know, when God, you know, see, here's what faith is. Him working something inside you that's personal. And it comes before anybody else. It's personal. See, this is why you don't see a lot of faith, right? This, because there's always an excuse why we can't go that inward way, where something's got to break down inside of us and we stop trusting ourselves and trusting somebody else. And oh, by the way, his standard is a mile higher than yours. But here's a church, you know. I was sitting there, I was laughing at Kristen Davis. And I was poking glow, she's stealing my sermon. That's why I had Pastor Joy come up, because she stole my Pastor Joy. You know, she said, you know, she called it, you guys misfits. And I'm sitting there laughing, you know. I said, yeah, they're all Peters, you know. And he said to me, yeah, but Peter walked on that water. That was the order it came in. I laughed and said, oh, they're just Peters. And I stopped laughing. He said, yeah, but Peter walked on that water. He said, this is what you got. They're not afraid to come out of the natural. They're not afraid to come out of the natural. They're learning not to be afraid of circumstances. Learning it, but it's not, you know, they're coming out into unknown territory. The spirit, I love that song Stan sang, in the spirit he is real, in the spirit I can feel. Do you know that's walking on water? Do you know when I'm starting to feel the spirit before I trust the natural anymore? I don't trust the natural. I don't trust my own understanding. I don't trust myself anymore. Holy Spirit, give me some kind of inkling. Even though I don't understand it up here, even though my reasoning don't catch it, my little net of reasoning, my little net, you know, your reason can capture, you know, just a teeny bit of information, but your spirit can capture eternity. Your spirit can capture eternity, see? And see, so here comes God starting to put eternity in her heart. He's like, and as soon as it happens, she's like, wow. It busts her brain because her brain can't get it, right? My brain can't get it, but I just felt eternity. In the spirit, you can feel. In the spirit, I'm healed, right? As soon as we feel that healing deep in our hearts, in the spirit, I'm alive. In the spirit, I can fly. Right? And here comes the Lord. It's like, okay, what are you waiting for? Just take that one step. Get off of that beach. And take that one step on that water. Maybe a little scary at first, right? But here we go. Just obey that first time, Pete. Just obey that first time. And say, oh my goodness, he was there. He was there. I thought I would go in, but he was there. Unseen, invisible, but there. And it registers down in my spirit, man. This is more real than the natural realm. Command me again. Command me again. I can't wait for him to command me again. Shh. It's not man's voice. It's the voice of God. We're talking. This is the Peters that are starting to raise up here. This is what John said. I'm in Patmos. I'm on the owl, but I'm in the spirit. You think he didn't learn something? Put me in Patmos. I'm good. I don't care if it's windswept, cold, snowing, whatever. Put me in Patmos. As long as the spirit's there with me. As long as I'm experiencing eternity in my bosom. Yeah, I leaned my head on his bosom, but that was on the outside. But something happened on the inside. Like he's leaning his head on mine. And I feel him. And it's more real than this natural realm. He's calling me to a faith realm. He's calling me out of the natural into the spirit, right? Here the Peter is starting to walk on waters where the natural is not doing it for us anymore. It's not doing this for us. Too many years of natural church for me. Too many years, right? God said, get yourself out of there. Are you going to stay here and die? Are you going to stay here and just die spiritually? And listen, just as sure as he saved you, it's as sure he's going to call you out the natural realm. It's his calling. Just as sure he saved you from your sin, he's going to save you from this natural realm and the natural church. But then he's not going to do it without start beckoning your heart. Come out of that old order. See, we walk by faith and not by sight. The scripture tells us. He's the mediator of a brand new covenant. with brand new promises. Heavenly promises out of the natural. A brand new covenant with brand new promises. And oh, how big they are. You know, when I think about this healing thing, you know, and I know what's going on in people's bodies. I'm saying, God, we're going to get this thing. Because, see, in the spirit, I'm healed. In the spirit, I can feel. Watch this house grow. Yeah, I got some, still got little, I got some unbelief about it, but I believe God's going to, yeah. He's going to heal me of my unbelief. Because here's what's going to happen here. I'm going to tell you this prophetically because it's, the elders of the church, when you're sick, you're going to come to those elders of the church and they're going to pray for you and it's going to go away. That's the ground that we're starting to gain. This is the word of God, right? It's the word of God in James. That's the ground we're starting to gain. We just can't be afraid of it. I'm not afraid of it anymore. Oh, God, you keep growing me. If somebody else said it, then it'd be a different thing. But if the word of God said it, then we're going to come up to it by the Spirit. This stuff excites you every day. It excites you every day. Nothing is impossible with him. Think about the thing Rocky had the dream when she touched that, whatever that thing was on her leg, and that thing just kind of crumbled in her hand. You think God didn't give that to us for a reason? Right? Stay with me. Just stay. See, all that is walking on water. All of us walking on water. You know, I get up in the morning. God, we're going to walk on water today. I'm going to, come on. I'm going to hear something from another realm.
Oh, yes.
That the little net of my mind can't contain, but the capacity inside of me can get it. It's like deeply. So when we talk about, so we need to hear what I'm saying. And so when we talk about I believe God, we have to understand what we mean when we say we believe God. Because we have little coin phrases that are still in the natural, right? Yes. Right? God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. You don't believe it yet. Are y'all following me? See, I'm very careful before I say I believe it. I'm very careful before I say I believe it. In other words, it's going to have to register in my consciousness inside. I might have a mental understanding and belief of it up here, but my soul and my spirit are two different things. We've been raised up soulish for a long time. I'm learning to say I believe it when it's real in here. When it's in here. These are the Peters that the Spirit of God is raising up. And I was whispering in the glow as the service was going on, a beautiful worship. Thank you, Pastor Ross. And Derek. And the whole team, Shelly, whole team. Whispering to God, to Jared, Pastor Glow, you can feel the vibration and God. It's like there's something waiting to break out, you know. It's like a breakout. God, I'm preparing you in a secret place. Just wait on me. That's a part of it too. Faith is waiting on God. You learn how to wait. Learn how to wait. You know, you hear something you want to go do. No, wait, wait, wait. Paul waited 14 years. Wait, wait, because unless I send you, it's still you. And the flesh has got us deeper than we think. But it's happening, sir. There's a PWM remnant that God's raising up. And you're part of it. There's a grace of heaven here. Come from above. It comes from above, and you're a part of it. So, now we can say no weapon formed against us will prosper. Stay with me in this thing, man. We're going to keep rising up. We're going to keep rising up. You know, we're going to sing those songs, but they're going to be in the spirit. We're going to worship in spirit and in truth, right? Somebody said, we love truth now. I ain't passed along this. Now we love truth, not facts. Well, not facts, truth, light, revelation, understanding in the spirit, right? See, nothing stops that. So we're going to move ahead in that. D, what did I, that what I entitled that? Did I have any scripture? I'm not sure I am. Oh. It's by this kind of faith this is approval from heaven. Forget about men. Divine approval, right? And here's what I want to share about that. You know, this come out of that whole faith chapter. Moses in there. Abraham was in there. That's just a whole lot. Listen, forget about your mistakes. See, Moses made mistakes. He didn't go across the promised land, but he still got divine approval. Abraham and the whole Ishmael thing, he made mistakes, but he still got divine approval. Long as my heart is staying toward the spirit, long as I'm learning toward the spirit, long as I'm hungering after another realm, I'm receiving approval because of my hunger and obedience the best that I can in the spirit. David, you know, David was in the faith, a faith man, but he made mistakes, but he received a heavenly approval. Don't let your mistakes and hiccups hold you back. You just keep going after that higher realm. Don't let your coffee beans. That's why I love this house right here. 1 Corinthians 4, I think I'll end it here. Was it 4D? Yeah, okay. So then let us who minister be regarded as servants of Christ and stewards, trustees, administrators of the mysteries of God that he chose to reveal. There's some mysteries out there. You come out on that water, it's going to be dark, it's going to be mysterious. Like somebody said here. See, it's in the trouble where he shows up. Mm-hmm. When it's dark, you know. It's when tough situations where you don't know what's going to happen next. When it seems too big for you. Do you know why you're getting situations too big for you? You can start walking on some water. And the water's not going to hold you. His hand. Right. Can you see this? So I'm up here. I can see Pastor Rod stepping on water. I can see her stepping on water. I can see her skidding across it. Skip. I can see it. If I can say it like this, to the point where the supernatural becomes natural to her. It's a way of life. It's a way of life. It's not a cop out or excuse or see. It's a way of life. But see, here's what you gotta see, and this is where people miss it. It's his way of life, not yours. In other words, if you're trying to exercise your faith for your own benefit, for your own comfortability, so you can have life your way, so that you can be at ease, so Jesus just help you live more comfortably. He provides for those who he's sending out to work for him, not to make us comfortable in our carnality. So whatever situation he puts you in, okay, come out of that, but also come out of yourself and follow me into the kingdom of heaven where my will is going to be done and my will only. See, a lot of that faith message was just trying to make you comfortable. Here's the Lord saying, I'm not going to give you a car. I'm going to make another way for you to get to work. I just need you to learn to obey me first. See, a lot of people wanted that car just so you could show off. I know, I'm talking about me. You want a certain kind so they can say, oh, look how prosperous you are. Self, it's just self. But here we got these Peters in here, Pastor. Hey, impetuous things. But at least they learned to walk on water. And that's what the Lord loves. That's what the Lord loves. He go, Matt and Burnett, okay, come follow me out of what you thought I wanted you into a land that's governed by me. And I'm going to give you spiritual inclinations. And so you're going to stop using your mind. I'm going to breathe in there a little bit. And you're going to pick it up, right? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. That's not for sinners. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Christian Laodicean church. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. I'm trying to get you out of your, you know, I love myself. I'm good. I'm prosperous. I need to come knock and get you out of yourself and get you on the water of my love and my mercy. But my purpose. That's this house. We don't love the world. We don't love the world. We do not love this world. We love this kingdom, right? So the more he reveals it to us, the more we get dreams, the more we get the little girl dreaming. The little girl dreaming. I think this is not a special call he has on all of us here. Here he is, James, walk in the light as I'm in the light. Walk in this higher, walk in, yeah, you might live in a destitute situation, but walk with me in the spirit. And even if your circumstances don't change, you still rejoice. Because this life that he's showing me up here, you know, John didn't get up there and say, God, can you get me out of Patmos? Never mention it. See, we want to follow the Lord to get us out of stuff. Isn't that right? Isn't that the human part of you? Get me out of this. So we got a whole new perspective. Pastor Jerry, come close. We love our Pastor Jerry, don't we?
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Mm. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. He's calling us out. What's that song? Where we have to keep our eyes above the waves. Where we can trust him. He's trying to take us to that. We're not quite there yet. We're on our way. We're on our way. And we thank God that we are the elect of God. Jesus. You know, you get a brand new car in the normal church and put elect of God on the license plate. You got you a car. The elect of God goes to Patmos. He was chosen by God. Kristen Davis was chosen by God to have to deal with all that coffee grinds and coffee all over everywhere this morning to see what her reaction would be. Will she keep her eyes up above the waves, above the coffee grinds? She said, coffee grinds, you have it because I'm out.
I'm out. That's
what have you done today
that requires faith? Coffee grinds. That requires faith. When things don't go our way, that's what we think we need Jesus for, to make our way right. We don't go to him and say, Lord, please work in me the will to do of your good pleasure. I just want to do whatever it is that pleases you. So God is faithful. We are the elect of God. PWRM has been chosen to prosper and to be in good health, even as our souls. We want the good health and the prosperity, but we don't give a darn about our souls. My soul is going to prosper to the point that I'm going to be more supernatural. See, you see, when my soul start prospering, we start walking on water. We start believing that which is not possible. Who is it, Pastor Glow, that said, or Bill Johnson, said, we know we have faith when we can look at stuff that should be impossible and we call it normal. You know you have faith then. You have faith. Not because everything is going all right. It's because, what'd you say, baby? But that's where we're going. We're all headed that way. Where we will believe God. If we're all Peters, we will believe God. We will. We will believe God. We will. We will. We will walk. We will do the supernatural. And then he's give us revelation. Oh, yeah, Peter made some mistakes. We're going to make some mistakes. As Pastor said, we have some hiccups. But after a while, we're going to get to that place where you throw off all your clothes and you see the resurrected Savior and you know it's him. And I'm going for it. I'm going for it. After being out there and catching all those fish, the fish became irrelevant. The fish became irrelevant because there's my resurrected Lord over there now. I'm not in the natural anymore. I don't need the natural anymore. He stripped off his clothes and began to swim toward his Savior that he had previously denied. But Jesus will change our hearts if we let him. Little by little, little by little. Don't be trying. Look, Jesus turned water to wine first. He didn't raise the dead first. Come on now. Let's pick something small this week to believe God for and see him do it. Let's start testing him. Pastors, I was sitting over there, and the boy said, prove me today, said the Lord. But we take that to be just for money and time. Prove me. Call me in remembrance of my word. That had nothing to do with your money part. So you have to separate this stuff for us. Call me in remembrance of my word. Pick something up as you're reading. Say, God, you did it for Daniel. I'm believing you to do it for me. I'm your servant too. I trust you too. I trust you too, Lord. I know you're a healer. I trust you. And I'm going to walk this walk until I see the manifestation. I'm going to walk this walk. He's going to test us. When he said, come, there's nothing out there but the waves. It's by the Spirit that we obey him. And it's by the Spirit that we're going to stay hooked up to him. Because this world going to try to make you go back. He'll put everything he can in front of you. Yes, he will. The Lord revealed something to me talking to Pastor Gary and Pastor Gloria this morning, our pastoral time. I think I made the statement. The church does not believe in the spirit of Ananias and Sapphira anymore. Remember they lied to the Holy Ghost? And they fell dead. We have so much grace now that we don't believe that stuff. But don't promise God to do something and then you don't do it. You're going to die in a part of you. You're going to lose something. And he's going to let you know, you promised me and then you didn't do it. The Bible says better not to promise if you can't keep it. See, we get all faithful, faithful. Not faithful, but my faith is full. And we don't have none. When I came to PWM, the Lord, the pastor said, pray until faith come. I wanted to take the mic and hit him. I've got faith. You've got to be serious. I've been in church how many years? All my life. Go ahead, D. My faith is full. Full of me. Full of religion. Full of tradition. Full of man's doctrine. But I couldn't really walk on. I couldn't do nothing supernatural. Every now and then God gave me some miracles. I have to say that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Every now and then we slip into a miracle. Because we, you know what I had found out? And I didn't realize until I came to PWM. Situations in my life, sometimes they were hard and long and whatever. But you know when they change? I can almost see myself in every situation. Cheryl, where I threw up both arms. I said, Lord, I have nothing else. I didn't realize it then. That's when it changed. I didn't realize it. I didn't know that I had died to myself. It was only when I threw up both hands. Both of them. I mean, just threw them up and said, God, I have nothing. And that's when he stepped in. That's when I got my miracle. That's when I got my breakthroughs. We need to get to that place where we step out into nothingness on the inside of us. I have no sufficiency of myself. None. None. I have only Christ and him crucified. And I'm going to believe you, Jesus, by the help of God. You see, you have to pray for faith. Pray that I stay faithful. You just don't think you're going to be faithful. That the devil just going to let you be faithful. He's going to sit back and say, yeah, have coffee, drink coffee, and eat donuts and be faithful. Book lines. No. You want to be faithful? He's going to try you. He's going to see what's in you. See what you're made of. How much of Christ is on the inside of you. See, because Christ never fails. He never fails. So if there's failure in me, if there's failure in my circumstances and situation, I need some more Christ. Bill Johnson had, they have the healing room. They have prayed so much and have come through so much. He was on TBM telling all the stuff he'd come through. I went, see, we look at people at the end of the thing, and we think, you know, he just woke up one morning and he said when he really started believing God, he said a third of his church, and he had like 6,000 members, he said a two-thirds of his church left and took their pocketbooks with them. He said that's when we began to pray. He said that's when we, my leadership team, every morning, we had to pray. I can't make payroll. I can't. Two-thirds of my money gone. That's how he learned to trust God. See, that's when you trust. That's when you find out. He said, I began to pray. He was on Patmos. I have nothing but you, Jesus. You know, before I can boast on that probably 50 or 60,000, 50,000 or $60,000 every, he took up every Sunday morning. So now when you got 1,000, what you going to do? But he said the prayer room. He said he prayed for hundreds of people and they didn't get saved. I mean, get healed. He said, but I didn't charge God foolishness. I went and threw myself down on my altar and said, God, you need to give me some more of you because you don't fail. You don't fail. You do not fail. Healing, you are healing. And so not one of these 100 people got healed. He said, but over the years, as he prayed for faith, and as he kept praying for healing, as Pastor said, we're going to get a hold of this thing. We're going to keep praying. Healing is eventually going to come. Maybe it's a healing for the headache first. Healing for the finger. Then healing for cancer. Sciatic nerves. Rotator cuffs. Broken bones. But we're going to get there because we're Peter. Amen. We're Peter. Remember, Peter was the one in Pentecost, y'all. Woo! Hey, Shanda, Wobakita, Letonanama Shanda, so yeah. Peter was the one in the upper room. He was the elect of God. He was the leader of the chosen. He was the one that I believe the fire hit and didn't hit on the others. Come on, Holy Ghost. God always has to have him a leader. We thank God for the man of God that have stood the test of time. It was not easy. But grace kept him. He didn't keep himself. Grace kept him. Grace kept him. Grace kept him. And grace gonna have to keep us. But it was in the upper room. Pentecost hit Peter. And after that, man, he was a bad mamma tamma. Shadow healing people. Come on now. Hang on in there, Peters. Come on, Peters. We on a journey, Peters. Oh, we on a heavenly calling, Peter. Heaven's going to open up for us for real, Peters. We're going to see angels ascending and descending, Peters. Come on, stay with it. Stay with it, Derek. Stay with it. Change is coming. You may not even see it, but you're being changed every day. He's doing it. Just coming in here. I don't care what nobody said. Just coming inside this place brings about a change. It brings about a change. You can't see it. And sometimes you're not going to feel it because we've been moved by our feelings too long. He's going to let you come in here and an impartation of heaven going to fall on you. And you're going to go to work and them demons not going to bother you anymore. And you're not going to have to pray and plead the blood. You're just going to walk in and everybody going to line up. Because when you went in the house on Sunday, you got an impartation. You got an impartation. You had an impartation. We think we just come here for recreation. But I come here and get an impartation. I'm telling you, I'm getting it. Y'all don't know what has happened up in here to me this morning. Every time I come to CRCA and get impartations. What did the lesson say Wednesday night? If you come to church and didn't come to get some more of God, you should have stayed home. And you lay down to pray and you don't get to see the face of God, you need to stop praying. We're talking about a whole nother level of Christianity here. A whole nother level. And this one is not for weaklings. He called them cowards. He said them cowards. What was his name? Richard or somebody? Rick Baxter. He called them cowards. 90% of Christianity is cowards. They ain't gonna walk on no fire of dots. They just want the good life. And if they see trouble coming, they're going to run. Curse it and cast it. The Lord said, I sure wish they would stop rebuking me. Because it's not the devil. D, we learned it, didn't we, D? First, that was the second thing he told us when we got here. Stop rebuking. Turn your rebuker off. Y'all know we do it. Come on. You in church, you know how to rebuke. When I got here, Pastor said, turn your rebuke off. D and I got in the car going home and said, what? We can't rebuke the devil anymore. He ain't got enough power. He ain't gonna do nothing. What you do? You're just wasting your time. He's not going anywhere. Submit to God first. If we're not submitting to God and wanting more of him, you can, the devil saying, you can say it all you want about boom, 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 bam, bam. He beat you up some more. I rebuke the devil. Not even the devil. First of all, Christ trying to get all that foolishness out of you. You rebuking me and I'm trying to make, to kill you so I can make you alive. I had a dream now, I understand the pastor. I had a dream that I was in a room, I guess it was a church here, and they rolled the casket in. And B, I was standing right here, the casket right there. And I kept getting inklings, little visions. I'm in the casket, then I'm out the casket. When you start having dreams like this, you wake up. Yeah, see, y'all don't do that, but I wake up going, Lord Jesus, you know, I'm in the casket, I'm out the casket. In the casket, I'm out the casket. This morning I found out talking about John. I just need to stay in the casket and die. Die to myself. God, see, he tried to kill us. We're going to jump right back up. We can't get the resurrection power until we die. Jesus did not get the resurrection power until after he went to the cross. Then he was in the ground for 3 days before resurrection hit. We're going to walk through some things that the Lord had to walk through some things. What make us think we're not going to? If the Son of the living God, he said how it pleased God to bruise his son. It pleased God to take Jesus through what he went through. I want to give him some pleasure. Woo! I want to give him some pleasure. Bruise me up. Give me lumps. Give me lumps. I want to make you happy, G. We sang this song, we want to make him happy. But we don't want to be bruised. We don't want to suffer. We want to endure. Paul says this, endure hardness. Like what? A good soldier. Hardship. Like a good soldier. Because if we've been called and we elected of God, we're going to prove this calling. This calling has to be proven. So, but he'll give you grace. Pastor Gloria, he'll give us grace. Pastor Gary, he's giving you more grace. Because this is another level now. When messages like this come, there's another level now. More grace, y'all. Pray for our pastor. More grace. Because he's on the front line. He's our Moses. I don't want to cross over and see him standing back over there. Come on now. I love him too much for that. And I don't want to be the cause of him missing it. It was them people, them rockheads that Moses had. It was them Peters that Moses had. Them rockheads. Vexed the man up so much. Come on now. God told him to speak to the rock. And he said, I'm so daggone mad. They done got on my nerves so bad. They want water. I'm not going to pour it on you. I started to. I really did. I started to open it. So you want water? You want water? I'm going to give you water. But if you want life, I'll give you life. See, pray for our pastor. That he be obedient to the Lord and follow him. And regardless to how much he feels for us, if we get out of line, don't let it affect his walk and his obedience. You know, it says that he has to give account for us. And I want him to do it with joy and not with sorrow. When he get before the Lord, he said, okay, tell me about Pastor Love. I'm going to change. I'm going to save me. Tell me about Pastor Jerry. tell me about Pastor Jerry. How much time you got, Lord? And he's going to say, I got eternity. Go ahead. We got eternity here. Go ahead. Let's just have a seat. Come on and sit on the throne. Make sure you can tell the truth. Sit up here by me. I know you love Pastor Jerry, but sit right here by me.
Now tell me about her. Is he going to do it with grief or with joy? Because he's going to tell the truth. But my brother said one time, we went to a family and friends, and I'm going to sit down. We went to a family and friends day church. My family had a family and friends day, and we went to the church. And my natural brother was speaking. He says, when I get to heaven, I'm going to tell Jesus that I came to church every other Sunday. And pastor said, did I just hear what I heard? I said, yep. And he's telling the truth. He's an every other Sunday man. When this pastor get to heaven, what are you going to say? He's every other Sunday. You think that's going to please the Father? In that Revelation chapter 7, it said we're going to be crying. We're going to be before the throne crying because of what we didn't do. And we see what we could have gained eternally. We're going to lose some eternal stuff. I don't want no license plate to say favor when I'm going to get part of the heavens. I'm going to get part of the heavens. I don't need no car. Not really. Lord, don't make me tell myself. Pastor, I was laying on the van. Here you go. Got to tell myself. I was laying on the van Friday evening. I just went out there to be in the sun, y'all. I like the sun. But I have vitamin D deficiency, and they said the sun is the best thing for it. So I love the sun. And I'm laying there, and the devil started to talk to me about what I don't have. And you know what? I was so grateful. For the first time, I could say, I've got more than I need. I have more than I need. And the power of the Holy Ghost hit me, and I just stood out there in it and just let him go up and down me. Just let him go up and down me. Yeah. He said, I've given you more than enough. More than enough. More than enough. More than enough, y'all. We've got more than enough in Christ Jesus. His efficiency is more than enough. I don't care what's going on in your life. More than enough. More than enough God to heal. More than enough God to raise you up. More than enough God to take you through. More than enough God to give the enemy a pushback. More than enough. I'm going to sit down because our God, Peter's. How little Peter over there doing? How little Peter doing? Y'all doing all right over there, Peter? You still with us, Peter? Y'all know I just want to lay hands on every one of y'all. I just feel the grace of an anointing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, the grace and the anointing. Sick as a dog. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Michelle. I walked them to, I'm going to sit down. I'm the devil tried to tell me that I'm challenging my body and that it's never ever going to go away. Oh, but he's a liar. He's a liar. He's a liar. He's a liar. And I can't believe what the doctors say and all that foolishness. But anyway, they would, because I had to put her out of my house sometime, y'all. I do. Literally put her out. Because as soon as she walks in, she starts cleaning. Child, get out here. Go home. Anyway, we're walking down the hallway, Pastor. And Pastor Mike, I don't know why. I didn't see a cloud. But as we were walking, B, I couldn't move. Michelle, I said, Michelle, his presence is on me. Michelle, I don't know why, but his presence is washing me right now. And she said, oh God, I want some. she trying to hitch on. She trying to hitch on, y'all. Bree, she tried to hitch on real quick. Look, Tina went on about her business. But this one, she grabbed hold to it. And Mike had just held me for a few minutes. Here we go. And I won't praying for nothing. I'm just walking along, y'all. Peters, come on. Come on, Peters. Come on, Peters. You could just be walking, and he could say, okay, here I am. He just washed me there. I said, Michelle, I don't know what made him do it, what's making him do this. But
It's all over me. To the point that I had to lean against the wall, not because I was sick or hurting, but I almost passed, almost slid on down that wall. But see, he didn't tell me to stand up under the power. You got to stand up under the power. You can't be getting slain, talking about the Spirit slayed you. You got to stand up under the power. Peters, the power of God is upon you. Peters, the power of God is upon you. Peter, the glory of God will see you through. Peters, you've been mocked and called. Fear not. Fear not what the devil can do. Fear not. Because God is on our side. He's with us. He's with us, and he's building him a kingdom out of us.
I'm declaring revelation and faith on everybody here today. Grace of heaven on each person here. The might of heaven inside of your spirit today. A revelation of his presence and his love like never before. I'm praying that the grace of heaven be down in your eternal being like never before. That you'll be able to distinguish the flesh from the spirit. There's a grace of heaven that's on you that's distinct, that marks your life today. There's a glory inside and outside that comes from the bottom of your spirit, man. That's Jesus manifesting himself inside your life. And it's becoming more and more personal to you, 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 that you will meet him face to face in your personal time. You'll know him as your personal savior like never before. His glory, heaven's inside of you. His glory open up on the inside of you. The wings of the Spirit will carry you. Under the shadow of those, you will walk with such a godly confidence and a godly kind of love that you'll be another man. It'll be the grace of heaven that's on you, distinguishing you from the world and the worldly church and bringing you up into his glory and into his favor. In Jesus' name, walk in it. Walk by faith, not by sight. Walk in it. Trust that living God on the inside of you and let him become so personal and so real to you that you'll glory even in tribulation. Lord, we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, this marked people, these Peters, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Be blessed. Be blessed. Thank you, guys.